This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Football on off the ball.
Paquetá is not in his name. Paquetá is an island. It's about 40-45 minute ferry ride outside Rio. It's gorgeous. There's no cars there. It's like going back to the 1930s or something. It's extraordinary.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Ruben Amorim is sacked as head coach of Manchester United. Who's next in the hot seat at Old Trafford? And where does the club go from now? Manchester United announced today they've sacked manager Ruben Amorim after 14 months in the role. It means Darren Fletcher will take charge for Wednesday's Premier League game away to Burnley. On Friday, Amorim hinted all was not well with him and the club's hierarchy when he suggested he wouldn't be fully backed in the transfer market this month. Then after the 1-1 draw with Leeds on Sunday, Amorim aimed another dig at the club's senior figures. He insisted he wanted to work as a manager and not the coach, as he was ready to leave when his contract expired in 18 months' time. This is what he had to say in his final press conference as United boss.
To stop with that, and I noticed that you receive selective information about everything. I came here to be the manager of Manchester United, not to be the coach of Manchester United. And that is clear. I know that my name is not Tuchel, it's not Conte, it's not Mourinho, but I'm the manager of Manchester United. And it's going to be like this for 18 months or when the board decided to change. So that was my point. I want to finish with that. I'm not going to quit. I will do my job until other guy is coming here to replace me.
So do you feel that, you know, maybe certain assurances around things about the ability to manage this team that you thought you had, do you not feel that?
I just want to say that I'm going to be the manager of this team, not just the coach. And I was really clear on that. And that is going to finish in 18 months. And then everyone is going to move on. That was the deal. That is my job, not to be a coach. If people cannot handle the Gary Nevilles and the criticisms of everything, we need to change the club. No, guys, I just want to say that I came here to be the manager of Manchester United, not to be the coach. And every department, the scouting department, the sport director needs to do their job. I will do mine for 18 months and then we move on.
Amorim's coaching team has also left United, and in a statement, the club said it's the right time to make a change and it'll give the team the best opportunity of the highest possible finish in the Premier League. The club also thanked Amorim for his contribution and wished him well for the future. The 40-year-old was appointed in November 2024. United finished 15th in the Premier League last season and reached the Europa League final in Bilbao, which they lost 1-0 to Tottenham. United are currently 6th in the league, 3 points off the top four. Amorim's 14-month stint is the shortest reign of a permanent manager at United since David Moyes was sacked in 2014 after just 8 months of his tenure. Former United midfielder Fletcher is currently the under-18s head coach. He was the club's technical director for 3 years between 2021 and 2024, but he's never actually held a senior coaching position. The 41-year-old former Scotland international, who won 5 Premier League titles and a Champions League, is expected to be present for United's press conference tomorrow before that game against Burnley on Wednesday. And Team OTB of Ger Gilroy, Arthur O'Dea, Dara Smith-Naughton and David Wilson gave their immediate reaction to the news of the sacking this morning.
Clear statement.
Oh,
14 minutes ago. It went on to ManUnited.com immediately after the thing had broken. It was like, oh, book your suite for the next game. Club statement, Ruben Amorim. Ruben Amorim has departed his role as head coach of Manchester United. Ruben was appointed in November 2024 and led the team to a UEFA Europa League final in Bilbao in May. With Manchester United sitting sixth in the Premier League, the club's leadership has reluctantly made the decision that it is the right time to make a change. This will give the team the best opportunity of the highest possible Premier League finish. The club would like to thank Ruben for his contribution to the club and wishes him well for the future. Darren Fletcher will take charge of the team against Burnley on Wednesday. That's it. Statement ends.
Tough run of games to come as well. To play City and Arsenal by the end of the month.
But like, yeah. They've done this before though, where they've sacked managers and it's like, and you're like, you're kind of, well, those games, we're going to lose those games anyway, or United's going to lose those games anyway. They're irrelevant. So whether it's City and Arsenal or Liverpool or whoever it is, like, it's kind of the club are kind of putting that out there as if, well, they're not going to win those games anyway, so we may as well just sack the manager now. That's what it says to the fans.
Yeah,
but buy your suite.
Yeah, but buy your suite.
It's very strange. The point you made there is, like, they weren't planning yesterday morning to have him sacked at 10 a.m. the following day. So I don't know. It'll be a great test now of their how far down the road they've thought about it, because I don't know. I don't. You think things like, oh, the fans won't stand for X, but like, I don't know how much they vested interest they put in that. But I don't think what they won't stand for is a kind of drift and a kind of aimlessness in terms of. Flee Fletcher in there for a few weeks. It's like, that's not going too bad. It's like, and then if things are start floating around, it's like, maybe he gets in. But
you've got to put Fletcher until the end of the season now, right? You make that decision.
I don't think so. No, you can't. Like, because it's not.
He said take charge on Wednesday. Didn't even say, like,
yeah,
no, you can't do that.
Why not, though?
Because you're throwing the season away. You're going, this doesn't matter. It's like, we'll. It's January, it's early January. You can't put him in a guy who has no experience. No experience, and go like, well, vibes will get us through here.
But
the
only alternative is to take what is available on the managerial scrap heap at the moment.
Yeah. Potentially, yeah, maybe. That's not ideal. But
Martin O'Neill.
Yeah, Martin O'Neill.
Whitford Lancey, maybe.
Do a job.
And if you want your Ruben Amorim sacking reaction podcast, you'll find that in your OTB football podcast feed now. To Stamford Bridge, and Leimer Senior looks set to leave Strasbourg to join Chelsea as their new head coach. The 41-year-old has flown to London for talks over the vacant role after the departure of Enzo Maresca last week. Strasbourg are also owned by Bluco. Rossini joined Strasbourg in the summer of 2024 and in his first season qualified for the Conference League. He's previously held managerial roles as well with Derby on an interim basis and Hull as well. On Monday morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, football writer and broadcaster Henry Winter joined Ger and Vinnie Perth and spoke about Rossini and how he's been preparing to manage a top club for quite a while.
They have decided who their new manager is going to be. And to your point about Maresca, it is the opportunity of a lifetime, so very difficult to turn down. Have they got the right man? Do you know anything about what we should expect from the new man there?
I know Liam Rossini quite well, and I've spoken to him down the years, and you know, ever since he was 10 years old and helping his dad Leroy do scouting reports, ever since he was a player, and if he was injured or suspended, he would stand in the tunnel rather than sort of sit in the stands or on the bench. He would stand in the tunnel to visualize what it would be like to one day be a manager. So Liam Rossini has been preparing for this moment. He's been preparing to be a manager of a Champions League club or head coach of a Champions League club. He is one day wanting to manage England. You know, he played briefly for the under-21s. So this is not an opportunity he's going to turn down. This is not an opportunity that he's going to run a mile from when the heat is on, when the fans are protesting, when the players look at him and say, you know, show us your medals. He's got the personality. He can also work upwards, which is key, which Maresca didn't do well enough because he's worked at Strasbourg. Obviously, that's a Bluco club. Slightly different there. Like, I'm not a fan of multi-club ownerships because why should sort of Chelsea improve their lot and damage Strasbourg's lot? I mean, that's sort of disrupting their season. That's an interference in a way, but that's a separate issue. But in terms of Liam Rossini's personality, his experience, his work ethic, possibly a desire to get back because his family's still in Derby. I think there's, you know, there's a, I mean, good luck to him. I like to, you know, he's a very progressive coach and you want to see him do well. And the pool of English talent, of coaching talent, is pretty shallow. So, you know, I wish him absolutely all the best, but he will know that he is going into a player trading project and it's all about taking the players that he is given and doing the best with them. So he might think I need an experienced centre half, but he'll be, you know, given a promising 18-year-old.
If you want to hear more of that conversation, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed. You can become a member and subscribe at offtheball.com/join. Rossinho played almost 400 games in his career, which lasted more than 15 years. He played for clubs including Fulham, Brighton, Hull and Reading. Speaking on Friday ahead of Strasbourg's league game against Nice, Rossinho offered no guarantees he'd remain in France when he was asked about the possibility of joining Chelsea. Meanwhile, Gary O'Neill could be his replacement after holding talks with Strasbourg. A decision is expected later today. O'Neill's been without a club since he was sacked by Wolves in December 2024. He's also managed Bournemouth. Strasbourg are currently seventh in Ligue 1. Chelsea secured a dramatic late draw last night in their first game since Enzo Maresca left the club on New Year's Day. Under-21's coach Callum McFarlane was in charge for that 1-1 draw away to Manchester City. And he was delighted to see his side score that 94th minute equaliser, thanks to Enzo Fernandez.
It's a great experience. It's a great game to be a part of. Really proud of the players and how they performed, especially in the second half. And yeah, great occasion.
Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola is facing a defensive injury crisis as they pursue leaders Arsenal. That draw means they're 6 points off the pace. Guardiola says Ruben Diaz and Josko Guardiol are out for some time now, along with England international John Stones.
John Stones is missing for I don't know how many months, and Ruben now will be out, and Josko will be out, and Nathan, always we know is Nathan, cannot play regularly. But in the same time, what happened last season, so they are strong and we'll find a solution. Spirit will be there. Spirit is there, we'll be there.
Guardiola added his side didn't do too much wrong in the game yesterday.
Score a goal, so be clinical is part of, I would say, that all the stats, you know, many things that you can solve. Of course, you can create chances and expecting goals are higher than everyone, but you don't have to do it.
Liverpool boss Arne Slot claimed it was a familiar story for his side after they conceded in stoppage time in a 2-2 draw away to Fulham. Cody Gakpo thought he'd won it for Liverpool when he scored in the 94th minute, but Harrison Reid scored a superb equaliser in the 97th minute with his first goal since April 2023.
In the second half, two disallowed goals, two goals scored, a header on the bar. So things to like, but the result is again not what we may deserve.
On yesterday's Sunday kickback, it was former Ireland manager Brian Carey joined me on commentary, and we talked about the possibility of Slot still being at Liverpool next season. Obviously, Slot was brilliant to win the league in his first season. They spend more than $400 million. There's an expectation that they build them. So that hasn't happened. So I just wonder, when it comes to the summer, what the owners or the football men at Liverpool are thinking about Arne Slot. If, for example, they finish fourth, but more than 20 points off top spot and they don't win a trophy?
Well, we don't know what those people would think, but all we can go on is the more recent history of Liverpool under the current ownership. And they've not had to make a change because the form was very poor. They had one season where it was quite poor during the COVID season when Klopp was the manager, and they went through an awful period. I don't know how many games they lost over a period, but it was an awful lot of games.
Six in a row.
And they've gone through that again. So they didn't get jumpy then. They couldn't, because Klopp had done so well for them in the previous seasons and did afterwards. Slot wasn't expected to do so well. I think he's handled things quite well this year. He's been very straight and honest, and he hasn't tried to cover up on their form or make silly excuses or blame anyone. I think he's taken the blame on himself. You know, whether that's right or wrong, he hasn't tried to deflect the blame from himself onto the player. So I think he will still be there next season. Once he got through that hump of where they lost the 6 games out of 7, I think the rest of the season, I doubt if they'll have another spell like that. They may not be consistent enough in terms of challenging for the title. I think they need to hang in that top four. But I think it'll be their cup form will now decide whether the season has been a good season or not. They're in a reasonable position. It's Champions League to, you know, stay in the top eight, to avoid having to play in the playoff games when that comes around. They have two games to go. Could they win the Champions League? I think they could. They're probably not solid or consistent enough at the moment to say that they will, but they could do.
If you want to listen back to that, you can do so for free in your OTB Football podcast feed. Newcastle won 2-0 at home to Crystal Palace thanks to goals from Bruno Guimarães and Malik Thiaw. But Eddie Howe was full of praise for Brazilian midfielder Joelinton.
He was on the bench but not really available. But I think that sort of period out made him appreciate, like with every player, how great it is to play football and to play for this team. And he's come back with real fresh enthusiasm and he's made the difference.
Tottenham were booed off again after a 1-1 draw at home to Sunderland. Thomas Frank's side have just claimed 9 points in 10 games at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
I'm sure everyone could acknowledge, especially the first half, was positive and a step in the right direction. Getting in good areas, doing all the right things. I'm 100% sure everyone could acknowledge the hard work and the effort from the players. That's all you can ask for. And then I think we all are a little bit disappointed that we couldn't get the 3 points.
The man that replaced Thomas Frank at Brentford, Keith Andrews, has his side in seventh place now in the Premier League. Igor Thiago scored a hat-trick in Brentford's 4-2 win away to Everton. Captain Nathan Collins got the other goal. Andrew says it was a hard-earned away win.
Yeah, I still think it was hard-earned. You've got to, you know, it's all nice when you set a game plan out and it's what you do with the ball. It's all the bits in between that really make it for me. And the second balls, the duels, the fighting, the scrapping, the running, all the real basics that I hold in the really high place in terms of priorities of when we go into each game, and then from that base I think you can play with a structure with and without the ball, and they bring better on at half time. I was impressed with how we started the game overall, and I was really impressed with how we started the second half, because I don't want us to be a team that just takes a step backwards when we're winning or we're in the ascendancy. That's a really important message to send out to the players and what we do and how we do it, and we knew there would be a reaction in the second half, and there was from them clearly, and we would have to manage that, and I felt in the main we did it pretty well.
Brighton CEO Paul Barber says Evan Ferguson is very unlikely to be recalled from his loan spell at Roma this month. It's been a mixed bag for the Ireland striker so far. The 21-year-old has scored 4 goals in 19 games in all competitions. He got 2 against Celtic in the Europa League last month. He also scored against Genoa 4 days after Christmas when he was awarded Man of the Match. Brighton boss Fabian Hertzler had suggested early in December that recalling Ferguson from his loan could be an option, but in an interview on the club website, Barber said it was not likely to be a consideration for Brighton unless Roma pushed for his return. And 2 more quarterfinal places are up for grabs at the Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco today. Mo Salah will be in action for Egypt when they go up against Benin at 4 o'clock. Then at 7, Nigeria face Mozambique. Morocco and Cameroon both advanced yesterday. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. Remember, Owen Sheehan will be back in the hot seat on Off the Ball tonight from 7 o'clock on your radios for more reaction from that Manchester United news. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.